coming to you from my apartment that doubles as a podcast recording studio. This is What Should I Do With My Life with Steph Horowitz. I'm Steph Horowitz. Thanks for joining me. This podcast is about how none of us know what we're doing. None of us have it figured out. No matter if you seem like you have it all together, you really don't, so be honest. We're going to talk about real stories from real people, their experiences, how they're figuring it out. From career pivots to being in the same industry for 40 years, we're going to hash this thing out so we can all find more meaning and passion in our work and day-to-days. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special episode of What Should I Do With My Life? This is a surprise drop episode where I interviewed my nephew, Benjamin, and we have a cameo from my other nephew, Jakey, and my dad, Arthur. So this was a super fun conversation, my first ever podcast interview with someone under 20 years old, that's for sure. Benjamin is 7 years old. He is my beautiful nephew. He lives in Michigan, and I was so excited to have this chat with him, hear about his future aspirations, what he wants to do when he grows up. And he also has some really good advice for those of us who want to figure it out. So stay tuned for the end. Here's Benjamin.
Hello, this is Ben.
Hello, Benjamin. Hi, Jakey. Welcome to What Should I Do With My Life? I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today.
I'm excited too. Are you?
Yeah.
We're very excited to be on the podcast today. Did you prepare for today's interview at all?
No. I've always been wanting to be on an interview since I'm 7 years old and Jakey is 4.
So I'm going to start off the interview like I always ask, okay? The first question is, in one sentence, what do you do?
Okay, well, I like to play and read my books and go out for walks, and I like adventure and like reading, like so reading adventure, kind of all that kind of stuff.
Great, and you also go to school, right?
Mm-hmm.
What grade are you going into?
I am going into second grade here. Well, I really do like reading, but I like reading Big Maid, all kinds of...
Hello?
Well, I really like reading like all kinds of kids' books and that kind of stuff. And all.
So Benjamin, it sounds like you're really busy schedule, so much reading... You know,
well, and
adventures and school. How do you balance
and camp
it?
Too?
And camp. During so the summer. My first question is, how do you balance such a busy schedule? How do you do everything?
Well, what I like to do is like I like to like maybe like during the weekend, like if we're going somewhere, I'll be really excited, and like when I'm going to camp, like I'll play at camp and stuff, and then I like to read like at my free time, like at night, maybe a little in the morning, maybe a little midday, so during meal times, because I like to do that.
How many books are you reading a day?
I'm reading a lot. I read a lot of books a day.
Like 300, 400?
Well, I wouldn't know that question.
Well, we can definitely figure that out, can't we?
Yeah, we can.
So, yeah. Oh, Saba has a question for you.
Do you have a favorite book, Benjamin?
Well, I like to switch favorites a lot.
Is it Big Nate right now?
Yeah, Big Nate right now. Well, maybe a little of the Berenstain Bears, too.
So what is it about? Lots of background noise. I'm just kidding. It's fine. Haha. What is your... favorite thing about Big Nate? Why do you like
well,
that book so
cause
much?
I like comics. I like it's really hilarious and funny kids books, like kids fiction. I like fiction books a lot.
I just spilled all over myself. No one can hear that or see that, but I told them, so now they know, right?
Well, you're gonna have to delete that part.
So do you think when you grow up, do you wanna be an author and write your own books? Does it make you think about that?
No, I like reading books more than writing books.
Do you have any experience?
Well, it seems like a lot of work, cause like Arthur Saba here reads a lot of, like is writing a book right now.
Yes, it can be a lot of work there, Benjamin. But one of the fun things is when you read so much, you decide, gee, that's the kind of book I would really like to read if somebody would only write it. And then you might write it.
Hmm. That is real.
Do you ever think about when you grow up, if there's a certain job you want to have or something you want to do?
I want to be a bus driver. That sounds fun.
What about it excites you?
Well, like I like having all the buttons and like going around town.
And what about meeting all the people? I feel like when you're a bus driver, there's a lot of people getting on and off the bus.
Yeah, and then I like see kids every day if I was a school bus driver. Because some people like come on buses daily, so.
Would you want to be a bus driver in Michigan? In Ann Arbor?
Yeah, in Ann Arbor.
And you know the roads really well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you have way better, you have a really good sense of direction, you know the roads well. Do you have any tricks on how you remember? I have such a hard time remembering which road is what and when to turn left and when to turn right.
Well, I don't know. It's just when it's somewhere I really know, it pops into my head and like what I know, and then suddenly like, what should I do? Oh, right, I remember now which way we're going to take. Well, sometimes it can be a surprise that we're not taking that road and we're like taking an alternate way.
How do you feel about like highways and freeways? Do you like when you drive faster or do you like to go slower? What's your ideal speed?
Well, I like any road. It feels pretty much the same on any road.
You're probably really excited to get your driver's license, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, when I was little, actually, I was like screaming when a light wasn't green.
You were screaming? What do you mean? Like you wanted to go, go, go?
Yeah, and then like the light wasn't green. I screamed and my mom was like, Benjamin, I can't control the lights.
That's true. She couldn't control the traffic lights.
Mm-hmm.
So being a bus driver, how many hours a day do you think you're going to work as a bus driver?
That's a question that I'll have to decide when I grow up and actually become one.
What do you think, what kind of skills or qualities do you think a good bus driver needs? Do they need to be friendly? Do they need to be serious?
Well, they need to be serious about like the rules and stuff, but they're friendly.
That sounds like you a bit, right?
Yeah, and they like some bus drivers like making jokes, or like one of my bus drivers actually like changes the route signs, like route from like route this bus to route another bus.
Wow, what is your bus driver's name?
Mr. John Perry.
Did you make that up or is that really his name?
That's really his name.
Does he know that you want to be a bus driver? Have you ever asked him about what his day looks like as a bus driver?
Not really, not a lot.
It could be interesting to hear how many years he's been doing it, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Is there anything else that you like to do and hope to do, like in 5 years' time? How old are you going to be in 5 years?
Let's see, I'm 7 now. 12. I'll be 12. So maybe I'll be a lifeguard or a swim instructor or something. Maybe even a camp counselor.
That would be a lot of fun. I think you'd be a really good camp counselor. I love camp. You know I love camp so much. And I was a counselor too. I think you'd do a really good job.
Yeah, my mom and dad were counselors too.
You'd be really good at that. So if you were a lifeguard, I didn't realize, do you like to swim a lot? What's your favorite stroke?
I would say regular freestyle.
It's a good one.
And like I like swimming in deeper pools, because then it would be more fun, so I can have better experience swimming, so I can not touch the bottom, so I can practice more of my that stuff, the deeper water stuff.
Do you know how to tread water?
Yeah, but I can't. I tried it. It's been a little hard to like do this, blah, 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 like that.
You know, it is hard. I think there's a trick when you tread water that you make your legs seem like egg beaters. Have you heard of that? Have you seen that? Look at my legs. You kind of have to like do these circles, like these figure eights with your legs, and it helps you tread water.
Oh, that was a good tip.
So when you're 12, you hope to be a lifeguard, a counselor. When is the bus driver thing coming into the picture?
Or a swim instructor.
Sorry, a swim instructor.
Two.
So is that before the bus driving or after?
Well, bus drivers, you have to have, like, be a little older. So that's before, because that's, like, because those jobs are, like, teenage jobs and that stuff.
Benjamin, what do you think I should do? What kind of job should Dota have?
Well, do you have a job right now?
It's a complicated question. I have a few jobs. One of my jobs, I'm giving tours that tell the story of how Israel became an innovation nation. And then I'm working on this business idea as well. But what do you think I should be doing? Should I be a teacher? Should I be a dog walker? Is there anything you think I should do? I need help. I'm stressed.
You could be a teacher. You could be anything you wanted, really, if you wanted. It's not my decision.
That's true. I just feel lost and I need guidance. What advice would you give to someone who doesn't know what to do with their lives?
That's a tough question. So that's kind of a little hard to answer.
Well, let's think about it. You know what you want to be, right? You want to be a bus driver. You know you want to be a swim instructor, maybe a lifeguard, maybe a counselor. So someone who's not sure what they should do, how can we help them figure it out?
We could, like, maybe have them, like, search on the web, ask other people, like all that kind of stuff.
That's really good advice. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap up the interview?
No, not really, except that kids out there, I hope you stay in school so you get better learners.
That's really good advice. All right, I love you so much. You did such a good job. Thanks for being a great guest.
Okay, bye everybody. Thanks.